I love me some music, honey. Welcome, 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 welcome to the show. Oh, my gosh, tonight is part two. Yeah, part two of our feature of the evening or of the weekend or whatever, of the month, you know, feature of the month. Man, it's going down right here in the Playhouse, man, tonight. It's couples retreat. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And you already know that I am your host, Miss Lady V, feeling so classy. sassy and always real sassy. So, man, I just want to say thank y'all for coming in and joining in and tuning in and rocking out with us, man. I hope that you guys are ready for a fabulous show because, baby, when I tell you it is about to go down, yes, it is, yes, it is, yes, it is, it is about to go down right here in the Playhouse, man. And I hope that you guys are ready, okay? Because if you ain't, you better get ready. That's right. You better get ready because tonight we are going to, not only do we have a feature in the Playhouse, but we also have a good topic tonight. So when we get back, when we come back from this little, you know, this little thing, we're going to make sure that we get in on the topic because I want everybody to be able to have a chance to get in where your fit is. So come on in, take a seat. You know what I'm saying? Grab your favorite drink, your favorite boo, your favorite homie, your favorite friend. Tell them to come on in. Come on in the Playhouse because it's about to go down right here. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, of course, you already know, flick your bick. Yep. Going down right here. So, man, I hope that you guys are ready for a fabulous show. Hey, make sure that you do what? Share out the show. Let all of your people know that, hey, the Playhouse is definitely where they want to be, okay? That's where they want to be at. So please make sure that you guys get situated, get settled in, and all that good stuff because it's about to go down. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we're going to get into this topic and speak to our feature of the month. So, hey, if you got any questions, which there was a few questions that had came through last night, so we're going to get to those questions as well. But if you guys got other questions, please don't hesitate. Get those questions on in. You can inbox them to me personally, to my personal inbox, if you, you know, if you're a friend of mine's on my page, or you can inbox them to me on Instagram or Facebook on the Fast Life on the Move page. Whatever you do, do not put them on the page. Put them in the inbox, okay? Because I won't get to see them till after the show. And I don't want to miss your questions, okay? I don't want to do that. So come on in. Get settled in. We're going to have a great time. That is what we're going to do. We are going to have a fabulous time right here in the Playhouse. So get situated. Get settled in. Tell your friends and your family that this is where they want to be. Yes, it is. This is where they want to be, okay? So get in, 563-999-3443. That is the number to call in and ask your questions or just hang out in the Playhouse, okay? So, again, that number is 563-999-3443. It is Couples Retreat, and this is Fast Life on the Move, baby. We about to get captivated this evening, so please make sure that you get in where you fit in. Baby, it's about to go down. It's about to go down, so don't you change that dial. Don't do it unless you're telling somebody to come on in the Playhouse and have a good time, okay? So, hey, flicky bitch, get your drink on. You know, have a good time because that's what we're going to do tonight, okay? It is definitely Couples Retreat, okay? Couples Retreat. And we got a good topic for you tonight. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And again, we're going to get to speak to our guest of the evening and ask your questions. So all the questions that didn't get asked last night, we will also ask some questions today. And if you have any new questions, please feel free to inbox them again on Facebook or Instagram on the Fast Life on the Move page, okay? Hey, it's going down, Fast Life on the Move, baby. Get in where you fit in, baby. I'm Lady V, 563-999-3443.
Cause you changed me, baby. working all in this kitchen, breaking all of these dishes. Your crib or my bed, it don't make a difference. I'm licking on your body, girl, I'm feeling on your booty. Know you really wanna do the nasty. Girl, I love it when you get on your knees to make me disappear like magic. Girl, you don't even know all the bitches I let go.
I promise passion and ecstasy. I'm alone, can I come over? tell me how you want it.
But I was getting my groove on right here in the Playhouse, because that's how we get down. That's how we gonna open it up. You know, we have to, you know what I'm saying, get our groove on for just a little bit and do our thing, man. I hope that you guys are ready, because it is about to be hot, 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 hot. That's what we gonna do. It is going to be a great and fabulous show. You know, we got our feature of the month coming through the Playhouse to do his thing. So, man, I hope that you guys are so ready, okay? I hope that you guys are ready, 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 ready. So, with that being said, hey, again, I'm Lady V in the building. Man, ready to get this in, man. I hope that you guys are having a fabulous evening, because if you ain't, I am, okay? I'm going to have one for you. That's all I know, but... man, make sure that you guys are getting situated and get settled in and all that good stuff. Make sure that you share out the show. Yes, share, share, share the love, okay? Sharing is caring. Remember that. So share out the show. Let all your friends and your family know that the Playhouse is definitely where they want to be. It's going down tonight. Tonight, we are going to be talking about relationships, because that's why it's called Couples Retreat, okay? And so the question on the table tonight is, do you think that music can save your relationship? Do you think music saved your relationship? And if so, or if not, what impact does it have on a relationship? That is the topic of the evening. Do you think music can save your relationship? And if so, what impact does it have on your relationship? Okay, so that is the topic of the evening, as well as being able to call in and speak to our special guest of the evening. Of course, we're going to get his views and all that, because we can't be captivated if we don't know what his views are, right? That's right. So we're going to make sure that we, you know, find out how he feels about that and all that good stuff. But before we do, I'm just going to, you know, give you this short bio real fast, you know, so you guys can know just a little bit about him, just in case you missed the show last night. So let me introduce our special guest of the evening. So tonight we have Mr. Larry D. Edwards, Jr. from Richmond, Virginia, who was destined to follow his passion for music by singing in the church under his father, Larry Edwards, Sr. Being of the hip-hop generation, it inspired him to write about his life. He competed on the boys' poetry team and won various competitions throughout Virginia. Larry attended Norfolk State University, where he earned a bachelor's degree in music media. After covering R. Kelly's Your Body's Calling, he was offered a contract with Ruff Records. Continuing his musical journey, he teamed up with Southeast Entertainment, collaborating on a mixtape with Teflon Don. He wrote and sung the background of Living in Newport News. Working with various artists, he was introduced to R&B singer Chico DeBarge. Taking matters in his own hands, he went independent. Releasing Poetic Love, he won the hearts of many. Not only winning, he also won Best Male Vocalist in 2012. In 2013, he won Indie Artist of the Year. He also received Vocalist and Poet of 2015 and 16. Lowry was presented with the honorary Luther Vandross Award. He won for R&B Best Male Vocalist 2017 and 18. He has opened for the honor for the poet Talem Acey, for comedians Joe Clare and John Witherspoon. He has also opened for singers Jaguar Wright, Ohio Players, the Delphonics Review, and Intro. Lowry's mission is to bridge the gap between all generations. So come on in the Playhouse and take this journey to a place where music will never
cease.
Put your hands together and give a warm Fast Life welcome to our special guest of the evening, Mr. Lowry D. Edwards. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Let me take you home, if only for one night. Let me keep you near. The way is clear. It would be so nice if only for one night.
Just had to get it off. How you doing?
I'm blessed, love. How are you doing?
I'm hanging.
All right. That's always a good thing. I don't know. You must be in a great area because you sound like you jamming over there. Okay.
Yeah, I am for a minute. Can you mute me for a second? I'm going to get to a quiet spot. And, just doing, huh?
Okay. Well, right on.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Hold on for a minute, baby. I'm going to get to a quiet spot.
All right. That's what's up. Well, this is what we going to do. This is what we going to do, y'all, man. Look in here. I want all of you guys to make sure that you guys get settled in, get tuned in, get rocked in with Mr. Lowry D. Edwards. What we're going to do, what I'm going to do real fast, while he gets situated and all that good stuff. Because we talking about love tonight, right?
I'm
we
good.
Talking about love. This is treat.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm clear. Like it's still sounding the same, but all right, well, that's cool. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get situated, get called in, come on in, ask your questions. I see that some of y'all are already inboxing me and all that good stuff. And, yes. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get these good old questions in. So, Mr. Lowry, how are you feeling tonight, sir?
I am great. I just had another long day, but I'm just unwinding, trying to enjoy the night or whatever else, and just doing my thing, man. I had a lot of meetings today, but I'm here. And before I go on, I got to do this for the sister, Miss Victoria Simon. It's her birthday. She's a Virgo or Libra, one of them. Got to do this.
It's Libra. No. It's Libra season.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Victoria.
out there, man, y'all doing y'all thing. It's Libra season, so we'll wish every last one of you guys a very happy birthday. Hope you guys are enjoying it and all that good stuff, man. Like, for real. I hope you guys are. So, well, let's get on this thing for everybody that's just now tuning in and rocking in with us. And we just want to say welcome to the show and thank y'all for rocking out with us this evening. Y'all get settled in, get situated, and all that good stuff. Man, the call-in number is 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. So y'all get on in. Come on in, baby. It's about to go down. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, Mr. Lowry, please tell everybody about yourself one more again. You know what I'm saying? So people that didn't have the opportunity to get to actually hear your interview last night, they're here tonight. So allow them to get to know inside your world just a little bit and know exactly who you are.
Well, my name is Lowry G. Evers Jr. I was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. I gained singing and passion for singing from my father, Lowry Evers Sr. And some of my poetic side came from my mother, Gloria Taylor Edwards. Basically, I sung in church, I sung in talent shows. And as I got older, I majored in music at Norfolk State University. I opened up for the Ohio Players. I opened up for Jaguar Wright. I opened up for early 90s R&B Legends Intro, Kenny G. Love Green, rest in peace. I've won various awards in all of the five different markets, from Chicago to New York to L.A. to Washington, D.C. There was one more city I'm forgetting, Detroit, Michigan. I'm a two-time Spoken Word Billboard Award winning Best Male Vocalist. I'm a three-time Dub C R&B Male Vocalist of the Year. And, I had a song called Average Brother, which was from my earlier album, Poetic Love, which won critical acclaim. I won a couple of awards for that. And I have a new EP called Love Anthems, which is available. Just type in Lowry, L-A-R-I-E, Love Anthems on iHeartRadio, Napster, Deezer, Spotify, Apple Music, which is available. I work as a reading teacher at a school in the Bronx, New York. I'm originally from Richmond, but I live in Bronx. I live in Washington, D.C. And pretty much, I did radio broadcasting throughout my time. And I also have graced so many stages as an actor. And I'm a poet. So, Saturday night, I will unleash my poetic skills. But that's a quick sum of who I am.
That's what's up, man. We just want to say welcome, 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 welcome to the show, man. Thank you for taking our time out of your busy, busy, also busy schedule and coming to do these 3 days with us. I know these 3 days is a lot, but hey, it's all about you and getting the people to actually know who you are and hearing your work and all that good stuff. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. So, with that being said, I got to ask this question because this is one of the questions that actually I'm just going to just dive in it. And then we're gonna I'm going to let you answer the question. You know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to let you say and actually talk about this topic first. And then I'm going to just dive into all these questions because, baby, they got the questions coming, okay?
Okay.
So the topic of the evening, if you are just now getting in, the topic of the evening is, do you think that music can save your relationship? Impact does it have on a relationship? What do you say? Hey, if you want to call in and get in on that topic, please make sure that you do as such. You can reach us right here at 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. And press the number 1 to actually ask your questions, okay? You can ask your questions or just, you know, get in on the topic, you know, whichever one you choose to do. But if you are coming to do any type of poetry or, you know, open mic stuff, that's tomorrow night, okay? But don't go nowhere. But, yes, that is open mic night. And tomorrow I'm going to let everybody come in the playhouse and kill and murder these mics, okay? I got special mics just for y'all. So, yes, y'all going to come in the playhouse tomorrow and murder these Mike. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. So, again, that topic on the table is, do you think music can save your relationship? And if so, what impact does it have on a relationship? So, Mr. Larry, what say you, sir?
Well, I'm not going to say that music can save a relationship. I just think it depends on the people. It all depends. I mean, if you're open-minded and want to save face for whatever you have going on, then yes and no. You can go to bed and chill out with the person that you really love, and y'all can listen to y'all favorite song and get reacquainted again. But, you know, when you get up, what's left? You know, I think it's going to take a little bit more than just music. It's going to take you remembering, you know, what brought y'all together in the first place. And, you know, you can hear a song that can relate to both of y'all at that point in time, and it can bring y'all back. But what's really going to bring y'all back is the mind. You know, what was it that sparked you about that person? What was it that, you know, brought you close together with them? And you hear a song, it might spark it. But music can save it a little bit, but it's mostly your mind, if that makes sense.
Okay. Right on. So now, you know, I will definitely agree, you know, it is about the person. I do believe also that sometimes music can save your relationship, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, and I say that because personally, I feel like when you listening to a song, it could be that one song that brought you together that you heard, and then you be like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Dang, babe. And it brings you back closer together. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, you could be walking about your business or going about your business or about your day, and you can actually see where you can hear a song on the radio and it'll make you think about that person. You know what I'm saying? Or you'll swear to God you saw that person walking across the street or something. You'd be like, wait, what? You know they're not there, but it's the music that moves your soul. And when the music starts to move your soul, man, sometimes you just get engaged. And I do believe that sometimes music depends on what it is. Sometimes music can bring relationships definitely closer, but it is definitely about the people and who they are, who you are as a person, you know, and how tight your relationship is. So I definitely, you know, I definitely can agree with you as well. So, man. Hey, I definitely appreciate that. So the question, one of the questions that just come through, and callers, I see you guys putting up your hands and stuff like that as well, so thank you very much. I'll come to you in just a few shakes, because this show is a little bit different than last night. But I'm going to ask why I read this one question right here and then let you guys get in on this topic as well. And also ask your questions as you guys come in and raise up your hands, okay? So we'll do it just a little bit different tonight than we did it last night. But one of the questions that came, well, I'm going to ask you two questions. My first question is, The first question is, if you could choose any of your songs that can actually, that you think will actually save a relationship, which song would it be and why?
Well, I had a song called So Incredible from my earlier CD that I didn't get to, from Poetic Love. The reason why is because an older gentleman came to me a long time ago when I was, you know, really out there, you know, hanging out in the clubs, but I used to hang out with the old folks. And one of my favorite personalities, DJ Amp, had played So Incredible. And this gentleman came to me and said, you know, it took me back to a time in my life when I was really in love and it brought tears to my eyes. And I'm like, wow, I'm just young, and I was like, the braids, I'm just like feeling my manism. And he just came to me and said, yo, you know, that brought tears in my eyes because it took me back to a place in my life when I was really in love. And that, like, I froze for the whole night. And I would pick that song because it meant everything to me. You got to understand that song was produced by one of Teddy Riley's old producers, Mike Waller. I'm going to give him his credit. And he said, I want you to eat off that song, man. You know, and it charted, rest in peace to for those that remember FM radio, Billy D, he used to do a radio school, and he played that song, and it charted at number 4 on his top picks. And people would tell me about the song. I didn't think it was all of that because of the things that I went through to record it. But it was more like people felt it, people danced, and people were like, yo, you know, this inspired me to love again. So I would choose that, you know, against any of my newer stuff, because when someone comes to you and say, hey, it took me back to a time in my life when I was really in love, that's powerful. You can't beat that. No amount of money, no amount of chicken wings, even though I like it, would beat that. And it made me think that music is much more powerful than what we give it credit for. So I would have to say that because it could bring people together, you know, not just in a, like I told you last night, not just in a romantic tone, but more so, you know, we need to love each other. We need to speak to each other. We need to make sure that each other is all right. Just have that home school type of love, you know? And I would choose that song over everything because it meant a lot to me, if that makes sense.
All right. Somebody actually just said that. Hold on. They just said that. Can you repeat the name of that song? Because they can't hear you over the music in the background.
So Incredible. So Incredible. I think it's another spot. Yeah, So Incredible. It was amazing. I'm going to say it again. I'll say that again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you hear me clearer now?
Yes, we can hear you a lot clearer now.
Yeah, I said that was so incredible because it took me back, like a gentleman came to me and said, hey, you know, it took me back to a place in my life where it was really clear and I was really in love and it brought tears to his eyes. That's what he told me, you know what I mean? So it was crazy, man. He just told me, it uplifted me so much. It was almost like he said, like, I'm going to give you the confirmation to go in. So incredible. So if I had to choose one song, it was from my earlier CD, Poetic Love.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. And so they say, okay, so the next question that came through said, I also heard that you were a poet. Which piece would you give to us that represents the way you love? So do you have anything on you right now that you want to spit that's going to actually give somebody that feeling?
If anybody ever listened to me or anybody that ever knew of me, Poetic Love. Poetic Love, Poetic Love. It was a spoken word piece. And every time I do it to either a Craig Mack beat or a beatbox, it just brought people together. I would say that piece because most people were, like, you know, really celebrating with me. Like, we had a good time. You know what I mean? So I would have to say that piece because it just reflected everything, all the struggles. You know, going to college, going to venues and, you know, performing from the meat scraps. I would say that one because it was so powerful. Not only to me, you know what I mean? It might have been powerful to the crowd, but I wasn't, like, you know, all into it like that. Like, does it resonate with them? I was just trying to relate to them. And when I see people dancing and smiling to that particular piece, I would have to say Poetic Love. You know what I mean? That album was classic to me because it was personal. You know, It revealed how I felt about not so much just being in love, but being able to relate to my audience, being able to just have a good time and relax and unwind, you know? And that was it for me, you know what I mean? I said if I was to pass away today or tomorrow, that would be that piece that could resonate and awaken people's soul, you know, and just say, hey, you know, it's okay to have a good time and relax and release and relate, you know.
So they said, is that just a singing piece, or is that a singing word piece, or is that actually just a regular piece? And if so, can you give us the whole piece, like they hear it?
It was a more spoken word piece. Can y'all sing with me? Can y'all sing with me? Can y'all say poetic love? Poetic love. Poetic love. Poetic love. Man, the words beautiful enough to describe you. You are everything I dreamed of times two. I don't want to bore you with a bunch of adjectives and metaphors, but from the sentiments of my heart and mind, the words I must explore. The love I have for you stretches beyond infinite ways. Every moment spent with you is cherished. These are golden days. If I could pick one way to describe you, remarkable, maybe another intangible. All I know is that what we have is pure natural beyond spiritual. You are my sun, my moon, my clouds, my trees, my earth. You are the stars that surround my home universe. And I find myself thinking the heavens above. And I say this out of poetic love. Poetic love. Poetic love. Just a little bit of that, you know? It was more I'm trying to resonate with the crowd. I'm trying to, you know, get them to understand, yeah, it's romantic, but at the same time, I want it in call and response mode. I want it in a mode that you can have a good time, you know? And I wanted people to just engage and interact and just have fun, you know? Like, what's wrong with having fun? What's wrong with letting your hair down? Why we got to be so stuck up, you know, or caught up, if we're not caught up in corporate America, why we got to be caught up in this, you know, syndromatic version of what society teaches us, you know, if that makes sense to you.
So, they must have got disconnected. We'll come back to them in a minute. We don't keep this show rolling.
Oh.
I'm gonna ask
you. Didn't hear me?
We still kind of having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to resonate. All right, can you hear me now?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was trying to resonate with people as to, you know, not just a romantic love, but just being real, you know, and having a good time and just spreading love to each other, you know? I mean, I think that we're missing the element of just having a good time and just relating, and we're so caught up in, if it's not corporate America, we're caught up in the syndromatic way that society has trained us, if that makes sense to us, you know, sense to you, you know?
I do understand, man. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that came in last night before we go to a small little break, and actually play your music tonight, because we still want people to actually hear it and be able to hear your music and get involved as well, so that they can go out and go purchase it, get it, support, you know, because that's what it's all about, support, 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 support. And we want to make sure that they do that, okay? So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that came through. So one of the questions was, I want to make sure that I asked it correctly. I think I remember one of them, but I want to make sure that I get it absolutely correct. Y'all, this is crazy. What I'm going to do, y'all, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. We going to find this. I'm going to go to a music break. That's what I'm going to do. I got to go to a music break, okay? Y'all, just bear with us. We having technical difficulties tonight. So if this show ends, hey, y'all, it's okay, okay? It's Blog Talk, and we can't control Blog Talk. That's all I can say. We can't control what Blog Talk does, okay? But I want to make sure that we are getting in where we fit in, and that our feature is getting the exposure that he needs, okay, as well. So this is what we're going to do. Call on in, 563-999-3443, if you want to, if you can still get in. I'm not really sure. Like I said, we're having technical difficulties, so some people being able to get in, some people getting kicked out and not being able to get in. So I'm going to take a small intermission break so that we can figure out what's going on. Like I said, we are having some technical difficulties tonight as well. So we do apologize, but it's Blog Talk, baby, you know, and it is that time of the month where they start to update and stuff, and, you know, they like to update at this time of the night. So sometimes our shows get cut into. But that's okay, because, again, we're going to still try to give our guests, you know, time to, if we can, exposure in as well and have a great show. So I'm just going to take a small intermission, y'all. So just bear with us, and we'll be back. Get called in. 563-999-3443.
Let me see it. in my male anatomy flood the gates and scram. She does this little thing while she in rhythm. She be looking like she possessed. Just to see her do it makes my manhood a mess. Keep me infatuated with you and I'm obsessed. She makes me fiend for a little thing she do, like a dope fiend hooked on her like she is a sexual amphetamine. Baby, just let me see you do it. Please, let me see you do it. Baby, I'm not gonna lie. It's my biggest fetish. I love to see you do it when I'm in it. You better not forget it. Every time I'm with you, it feels like the first time. And the first time I saw you do that thing, it blew my mind. It's almost like you in a fixated trance that leaves my nature paralyzed before it maneuvers in your walls and does an orgasmic dance. You got me erupting like a fertile storm. Doing that little thing that keeps my head warm. Don't stop doing it. I want you to feel my explosion. I want you to feel my potion. From you. Love when my body's intertwined with you. But boo, I'm so loving that special thing you do. Just do it.
Potential.
I'm somewhere.
with on my mind. Conversation and sex got whack. Keeping my attention, you seem to lack. On top of that, you were holding me back. Now I'm back, having none of that. Time to get back on track, yeah.
Get back on track.
Shit that I have done for you, I'm feeling misused. Baby, girl, listen to the words I incite and recite and reminisce on the realness that you'll be missing.
It was all love,
straight from the heart, right from the start.
Wasn't getting better.
I played my part, gave you my heart. Since you played yourself and messed up, I'm willing to put my chest up, hold my head high. Look at yourself, girl, fine.
Get on the dance floor.
One, two, three, get on the dance floor.
Ooh, baby, baby.
I'm sick.
Yes, baby. That right there, man. Welcome back to the show, man. It's Couples Retreat. Hey, y'all. We are definitely having some technical difficulties and all that good stuff. But, hey, that's okay because I wanted to make sure that while they're working on it. So I don't want to because they're going to cut us off in just a few. So before they do, I just wanted to make sure that we tried to get those songs in, and I was praying that they would even play. I know some of y'all is getting kicked out, some of y'all not being able to get back in, all kind of stuff, and that's okay. It's blog talk shit. It happens, hell. You know what I'm saying? This is technology, but hey, we in the building anyway. We in the playhouse, man, and I want to say thank you to each and every one of you guys for tuning in and rocking out with us through all the difficulties and all that good shit. So, man, I hope that you guys are enjoying the show. Man, Mr. Larry.
Man.
I'm glad you
hey,
got back in. Barely, but okay. We
all right,
can you
hear me now? Can you hear me
okay.
now?
Okay, yeah, that's
hold on.
Yeah, that's a little better.
How is that? Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
No way.
That is a little better.
Hey.
Go ahead, Ms. Father.
Like I said, so incredible. Was a song that was so important to me, and somebody came to me and just said, hey, you know, that brought me back to a time in my life where, you know, I was really in love, and I appreciate the song, and I would have chose that song. And, you know, I just want to let everybody know that, hey, you know, it's okay to love, it's okay to have fun, it's okay to just digress and just enjoy it, you know what I mean? Like, I just had fun with that song, So Incredible, from my Poetic Love days. That was the album Poetic Love where, you know, Larry was really born and coming into his own as an artist, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. That really does. Already. So was that one of your favorite songs?
It was one of mine, really? But, you know, everyone else preferred Average Brother. For those that remember me from the DMV area, that was an underground hit. It won me a couple of awards. And it was just talking about the struggles of just being a man. And, you know, women can relate to it, too. You know, out there and you're working hard, you're doing the right thing, but nobody notices you, you know, unless you have a whole lot of money or you're star-studded. You know, that was a song for them. So, you know, that was my thing. Yeah. That was pretty much my thing, trying to relate to people and trying to uplift them. And, you know, I use my music to uplift. You know, I can't speak for anybody else, but I use my music as a tool to just uplift and inspire. And, you know, if people get it, fine. You know what I mean? If they don't, I can't help them. But, you know, that's what it is, you know, inspiration.
Right. And that's always a good thing. I believe that music should inspire you to be great. And to do great things as well, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel like music can do so many different things on so many different levels, you know, as far as, you know, speaking to your heart, man, making you fall in love again, making you cry. It can make you do some things. It can give you strength. It can, you know. So, I mean, music, I feel like music is a heartbeat. Kind of like writing. Writing is, you know, so I respect that as well. You know, so I really greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate that as well and what you do. Man, I hope that you continue to do what you do, you know, never give up and all that good stuff, you know, and still do your music, man. So.
Never.
Go ahead, love. Go ahead. I'm multitasking, y'all, because they're getting ready to shoot. Like I said,
no,
we have
some
difficulties, so I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure that I'm talking to the sound people as well to figure out what the Holy Manobi is going on. So before they shut us down to fix it, before they do that, because I'm asking them for 5 minutes, so before they do that, Mr. Lowry, please, please, please tell everybody where they can find you and find your music. And again, once you do that, please make sure that you put that in the chat as well, the event page, so that people can go and click on it as well. Y'all make sure y'all go over there. Don't worry, he got one more day in the Playhouse. Y'all get to come and hang out, hear his music tomorrow as well. If you missed it today or yesterday, you'll get to hear some of his music again. And, of course, you're going to get to hear that fire poetry, that fire music as well, because it's open mic night, baby. Yes,
yeah.
It is. It is open mic night, which means that, guess what? He won't be a guest. He'll actually be co-hosting with me tomorrow night, okay? So, yeah, so that's kind of what, that's how we do tomorrow, open mic night. So you'll, you know, be kind of a co-host and stuff like that, and actually have the opportunity to hear so many great pieces, so many great music, songs, whatever. Some people going to be doing a cappella, whatever, I don't know. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to come in and they're going to break it down. That's all I know. They're going to get it in.
Yeah.
So make sure that you guys are tuned in. Bring your fire-ass pieces, not your mediocre-ass shit, okay? Y'all take them to the other shows. Don't bring your best. We want the best, okay? Because, yes, Lady V will critique you. I want to hear some good poetry. I want to hear some good singing. Some good everything, okay? We're going to have a great, great, great time. That's what we're going to do in the Playhouse, man. It's all about growth. It's all about love. It's all about understanding. Yes, you won't have to feel like your poetry or your work is just passed over or looked over when you come into the Playhouse, okay? So I want all you guys to make sure that you come in, tomorrow night. With Mr. Lowry D. Edwards, he gonna give it to you. Hopefully, he gonna give us some poetry and some music tomorrow, right? That's what you're gonna do.
Oh, let me give it all. Let me give it all.
Okay. Cool. So he say he coming with the thing, 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 thing. Okay. And I need y'all to come with the thing, 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 thing. That's what we need. Okay. We want to make sure that we have a great and fabulous time. But before they cut us off, I don't want to take up all the damn time. Please, 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 Mr. Lowry, please tell everybody where they can find you, sir.
Lowry, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards Jr. on Facebook. They can also find me on Twitter, Soul of Lowry, S-O-U-L-O-F-L-A-R-I-E, ReverbNation.com/Lowry. My old album, Poetic Love, go to www.lowrie.bandcamp.com to purchase that. And my new EP, Love Anthems, is available on Spotify. Type in Lowry, L-A-R-I-E, Love Anthems on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, and Napster, all the digital networks. Okay. So Lowry is Googleable.
All right. Already. Y'all make sure y'all go out and Google, Google, Google. Y'all make sure y'all go out, support, support, support. Because that is definitely, 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 definitely what it is all about. Okay. Please make sure that you guys do as such. I don't, man, it's going down. That's all I can say. It is definitely going down tomorrow night, okay? So you guys, please make sure that you come out and do what? Support, 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 support. And, man, hopefully tomorrow night we should be good to all the micers, you know, all the drippers, all the spitters, all the spoken word artists, all the, you know, singers and the rappers and the comedians. Man, you guys come on in the Playhouse, whatever it is open mic night. There is no theme. So make sure you come in. Make sure you go and support Mr. Larry D. Everett. He's going to give you poetry and singing tomorrow as well, okay? So, hey, guys, I love you guys. Mr. Larry, thank you again for taking your time to come into the Playhouse and, you know, give us your time and let us inside your world and know exactly who you are. For me, I definitely greatly appreciate it. And they also greatly appreciate it as well. So many people's like, oh, he's doing good, yes. And they're like, oh, y'all got having technical difficulties, yes. It's all across the board. But that's okay. We that time of the night, it happens sometimes. I'm used to it. I hate that it goes on, but it happens sometimes, okay? So with that being said, Mr. Larry, we'll see you back here tomorrow night, okay?
All right, just a bit, baby.
All right, man. You want to take us out before they cut us off?
Goodbye. Goodbye. Come back tomorrow. Goodbye. Goodbye. Come back tomorrow. I'm gonna be here doing my poetry and music thing.
Yeah. That's right. He gonna be here in the Playhouse tomorrow night, y'all. Come on back in. Get in where you fit in. Bring your best of the best of the best, and we're going to rock out and murder these mice. Tomorrow night, y'all already know we're in the crime lab, baby. That's where we're going to be. So make sure y'all come to the Playhouse, man, and shut it down. This great three-day feature with Mr. Larry C. Edwards. Hey, babies, I'm Lady V. I want to say thank you to our feature of the night, Mr. Larry. I apologize again for the technical difficulties. But, hey, babies, I love y'all babies. And as always, do what? Stay empowered, enriched, and encouraged to do great things. Good night, love. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.